You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm looking at this. It looks like 20 people were at a Thanksgiving party in Chicago, and they all came down with carbon monoxide poisoning. Why? Because they were using a grill inside the property. Now, you can die from carbon monoxide. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Seven people had to be transported to nearby hospitals and good to fair and fair to serious conditions. Other victims were at least treated at the scene. Of course, how you treat carbon monoxide poisoning is oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. Carbon monoxide blocks where the oxygen binds on your blood. So you become hypoxic and die without even feeling it. You don't smell carbon monoxide. You don't see it. You have no idea it's around. And what it does is it competes with regular oxygen, but carbon monoxide doesn't do what it's supposed to, like oxygen does for your body, and you end up becoming hypoxic and you die. Luckily, none of these people died, but, you know, I think a lot of people forget that carbon monoxide is an actual real threat. You're not supposed to barbecue, right? You know, indoors, you're not supposed to have it's like a generator. Remember when we had the big blackouts back about a week or two ago back east? A woman had a generator on in her garage, and the fumes of the carbon monoxide went up and affected her. So get a carbon monoxide monitor, learn about carbon monoxide, learn that you don't cook indoors with a grill, with a barbecue. Make sure you have some sort of ventilation. Don't keep your ovens on all the time. Make sure you shut your ovens off. Ventilation is the key. As long as you have ventilation, you should be okay. And, of course, have the carbon monoxide monitors. What we recommend is every time you change your clocks for daylight savings time, you change your batteries in your fire alarms, and you check your carbon monoxide monitors as well. Now, I know daylight savings time was a few weeks back, but get your act together, all right? I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was good for me. I think Thanksgiving went well. I don't like to travel at all. I got to tell you, I traveled Tuesday to Saturday Thanksgiving, and the airports were empty. Now, I thought all Thanksgiving week was going to be a mess. And I know more people travel Wednesday to Sunday, but you'd think some people, you know, would figure this out and, you know, leave Tuesday to Saturday. Airports were empty. So either, no, most people travel Wednesday to Sunday, or many people drove. Or because of the economy, not that many people traveled. We never traveled. This is the first time ever we traveled Thanksgiving holiday, ever. We have never traveled because we've either driven or just stayed at home. So it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. Of course, the flight attendant got mad at us because we overpacked our suitcases. We had these little carry-ons, and so we didn't have to pay $25 for an extra suitcase. We took two suitcases on, and then we overstuffed our carry-ons, and they wouldn't let us take those on the plane. So it was kind of rough. Ma'am, please quit arguing with us. Ma'am, I hate being called ma'am. Hate it. All right, so for those of you joining us, please call in. We want to take your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, we were talking earlier about the Black Friday pepper spray incident that happened in San Fernando Valley. Young lady decided to spray a bunch of people with pepper spray so she could get the Xbox, although now she's saying it was self-defense. She was protecting herself from all the stampeding, et cetera. But I didn't realize how much crime and how much fraud happens during the whole Christmas shopping season. From what I understand, the Justice Department today announced that they had to shut down about 150 websites on Cyber Monday, because these websites were selling counterfeit goods, ranging from sports jerseys to handbags to the P90 exercise program. And the names of some of these websites kind of sound like normal websites: online, NFLShop.com, P90X workout program.org, PumaOutlets.net. You know, and I know some people are thinking, well, wait a second, you know, why are they using brand names, you know, for their websites if they're not legit? Well, they're obviously criminals, and they probably don't care about legitimacy if they're already selling counterfeit products. So my recommendation is if you do cyber shopping, you know, for the holidays, to make sure you shop from a store that you know, that, you know, has some sort of credibility. Because the last thing you want to do is buy a counterfeit item or give your credit card to somebody that could be a fake. It just blows my mind how people prey on the innocence and they prey. I mean, I think one year on the show we talked about Christmas scams that were going on. And I'm like, really, people? You know, and so we talked about which agencies, you know, to donate to. I don't want people not donating to any agencies I don't mention because I know there's tons of charities out there. I like working with St. Jude's. I like working with a local Opportunity Village. I love the Red Cross, United Blood Services. I donate blood, of course. But it's crazy how many charities there are. Like, you know, you heard that one young lady pretended to have cancer, and she came up with a charity. It sounded like a legitimate name. Remember, these people are crafty. You know, she made about $100,000, finally got caught. And you're thinking, gosh, if this woman was that smart and that good with fundraising, why doesn't she just, you know, get a fundraising job? Why does she have to go to a life of crime? Why can't she actually work? She's obviously good at something. She's good at fundraising, but, you know, she did it unethically. So, you know, my recommendation is, you know, try to research a charity. If you can't research or can't find it, then I would maybe donate to a parent organization that helps those other charities. You know, I mean, if it's like, for example, there's a charity in town that will help give to the homeless, even though they're a children's charity. And I trust them because I know the organization. Yet some of these homeless charities I don't recognize, but they do donate to the homeless as well. Since I know that charity, I trust them. Yeah, but you got to be careful because there are people just waiting to prey on those of us that are innocent that want to donate, and of course those of us that want to, you know, purchase Black Friday or Cyber Monday stuff. Just don't get scammed. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless printing of money continued worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, this is kind of concerning. At least six people have died in Great Britain after being told by their church that they would be healed of HIV and could stop taking their medications. Now, right now, evangelical churches are being investigated in London, Manchester, Northern England, Birmingham, and Central England, Scotland's Glasgow, that have been claiming they could cure HIV through God. So three undercover reporters were sent to the Synagogue Church of All Nations, called SCONE, which is based in Southwark, South London. All of them told the pastors they were HIV positive, and all were told they could be healed. All right. Apparently, one of the pastors told one of the undercover reporters, who actually does have HIV, that they had a 100% success rate. They say, we have many people that contract HIV, all are healed. All right. She said, if symptoms such as vomiting or diarrhea persist, it is actually a sign of the virus leaving the body. Is this scary? All right. And then they said, we've had people come back before saying, no, I'm not healed. The diarrhea I had when I had HIV, I've got again. And I have to stop and say, no, please, you are free. So the church recommends the patients discard their medication after healing and go ahead and start a family. Medical professionals said at least six patients have died after being told by various churches to stop taking their HIV medications. This is absolutely scary. I mean, I believe in religion. I'm very spiritual. I believe in God. I have seen some of my patients go to church and show me some of the healing power, and I think it's remarkable, but there is no way I would play with or mess with a deadly disease such as HIV. And they're recommending that, you know, once you're healed, go and start a family. That means go and spread the HIV. Are you serious? Oh, crazy. So I'll keep you posted if there's any new developments in that. Interesting development in Rhode Island. Apparently, when you go to a Rhode Island hospital to deliver a baby, none of the hospitals in Rhode Island will have free infant formula. Okay? What they're trying to do is encourage breastfeeding. So what they're doing is the 7 birthing hospitals stopped formula giveaways. Rhode Island is the first state in the U.S. in which all hospitals have ended this practice. Now, they link formula giveaways to decrease breastfeeding rates. Of course, breastfeeding has been shown, we know, to be healthier. People, you know, have always recommended breastfeeding over bottle feeding. But stopping the freebies, that makes me think this is more of a financial issue. They were talking about this months ago, not Rhode Island hospitals, but there was an article, if I remember, months ago, talking about how they're going to have to cut back on the free giveaways with the formula, because there's not enough donors. When I gave birth, my child was very, very skinny. When he came out, he was not, both children were gaining weight. So I couldn't wait for the breast milk to come in. So I needed the formula. Of course, I would have paid for it. But it was either Similac or Enfamil, and there was tons of it. And either the hospital gave it away for free, or they probably charged us on the back end. I don't know. My hospital bill was huge, so I can't say I got it for free or not. But I thought it was free. You know, when you get the formula, you think it's free. And I remember a few months back, there was some article, I don't remember, talking about how hospitals need to cut back, and they'll have to cut back on the free formula. So if they're doing it under the guise of promoting breastfeeding, okay, come on. You know, just, you know, you could promote breastfeeding, but please. All right, you know, many of these mothers, they really utilize those free formulas. Yeah, I could not go shopping the first couple days. So, yes, you go shopping before, but if the baby's doing well with the formula from the hospital, that's the formula I want to keep the baby on. So it's definitely an advantage, but my hunch is this is the start of some cuts. Now, one thing we talked about earlier this show in the previous hours is how a study in London came out saying giving birth at home can be pretty low risk for most low risk moms. And, you know, 50% of moms should be able to choose where they want to give birth. All right. So if in London and in England, they are hoping more people give birth at home. Again, is this to save money? It has to be. We all know that the healthcare crisis has been looming in across the pond for a while now. Their A&E emergency departments have had to close down at night. One at Stafford Hospital because they didn't have enough staffing. They say there's a lot of overuse, rampant overuse of the services for things like nails and little simple things. And there was an article came out today saying that GPs, the regular GPs over there, family docs, are missing many of the cancers early. And these patients are coming into the hospital with more of a advanced stage. And, of course, one of the sightings for that is a lack of access. You know, if the patient could get the MRI, they could get the CAT scan sooner, maybe the cancer would be found sooner. So for those people that are proponents of Obamacare saying that, socialized medicine is the way to go, you know, people in England survive cancer better. I don't know what study they're looking at. I'd say to them that's a bunch of baloney. We really need to rethink where we are going with our healthcare system. And I watch very closely what's happening in England. Because if our healthcare system decides to mirror that, I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble. All right, so let's go to some medical news here. Fox came out with a report on how to fight colds. I know this is cough and cold season. People just came back from Thanksgiving. Rough weekend of traveling. Now they're back. They have to hit work head on, you know, no time to take off. So what could you do to fight colds? Well, these are things I talk about every year. I like how Fox kind of put them together. But one thing I suggested a while back is taking hot showers. When you take hot showers and the steam, I come home from work and I take a hot shower. And I do it because, you know, it feels good and it relaxes. But also the steam helps you eliminate some of the infections and viruses and bacteria that you could have picked up. Now, in this particular article from Fox News, they're saying hot and cold shower. They say temperature fluctuations jumpstart your immune system. This is a naturopathic doctor from New York City. At the end of the shower, stand under the hottest stream you can for 30 seconds, then turn the temperature to cold for 10 seconds. No. All right, I'm going to say no. She says to repeat that three times. I don't think the body likes the stress. I don't think the body likes going hot, cold, hot, cold. So I need to see more studies on this. But I will recommend the steam shower. I think the steam shower is excellent. Of course, when you get out of the shower, you have to hydrate. The other thing, if you want to prevent colds and fight colds, of course, you got to get some sleep. We've talked about this all the time, people. We don't get enough sleep. You go to bed at midnight, you wake up at 6, and you think you're good. No, you're not. 9 hours of sleep minimum, people. 9 hours. Nine hours of sleep is what you need. Now, of course, exercise. Exercise, very important. Exercise increases your immune function. I remember my mom always saying, why are you working out when you're sick? Don't. I worked out when I had mono. When I had mono, I was still running. Now, I know you're not supposed to exercise because you could rupture your spleen. Your spleen gets enlarged when you have mono. Mono's that virus you get when you're in high school or college. We used to call it the kissing disease because people used to think you got it when you started kissing, dating, but it's not true. Many of us get the Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mono, as kids, and then we get stressed. And as we get stressed in our older years, when we older teens and 20s, and we don't get enough sleep, and we're partying, mono comes out. Well, I was in medical school, and I got mono. My boyfriend didn't have it. My best friend didn't have it. Nobody had it, but I was, you know, up in the lab late, dissecting, working in the anatomy lab, you know, working all hours. And, of course, I get sick, so I get mono. And you aren't supposed to do any contact sports or any heavy exercise because of your spleen. But I decided to continue exercising, and I think that's what allowed me to go back to school within a week. I was able to go right back. I don't like taking off. I'm kind of a workaholic. Oysters, they say. They say oysters contain zinc. Actually, more zinc than any other food. So if you want to fight infections and you want to prevent colds, you want to take in your zinc. So they're recommending that a single oyster will... oysters are disgusting. What? I'm not going to eat oysters. Eating a single oyster, oh, it's so slimy, will give you a whopping 13 milligrams of zinc. I don't... And you know what? Forget it. I'm sorry. I'll take the antibiotic. Okay, next one, vitamin D, they said. They said a study coming back out of 2009, the Archives of Internal Medicine, they said people with low vitamin D had more risk of infection. So they recommended at the time 200 to 600 units. I recommend 600 to 800 units, okay? Of course, you could get vitamin D in salmon and milk, you know, eating the fatty fish. And then, of course, nasal rinses. A lot of you that are more prone to sinus infections, if you do a nasal wash or a nasal rinse, that also flushes things out. That's why I think the steam showers work really well. With the nasal rinses, as long as it's good, clean water, absolutely that flushes things out, keeps the nasal passages clean, keeps them moist. It's a great, good idea. But, of course, rest, exercise, and listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. It won't hurt. Won't hurt at all. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about this Chinese firm. We talked about this in the first hour. There's a Chinese firm that doesn't want Scorpios or Virgos to apply. I think they'd rather have Libras, and I'll tell you why. Plus, more medical news on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on my website at drdahlia.com, Twitter, Facebook, anything you want to do. I would love to talk to you. I apologize if we've had a couple little hiccups. I had a problem forwarding our answer line. That was me. All my fault. I am so sorry. So sorry, but we got everything rocking and rolling. So, medical news today. George Michael from Wham looks like battling a pretty severe pneumonia. From what I understand, he had to be intubated. He was on tour, got really sick in Vienna, was admitted to the hospital, went into acute respiratory distress. Pretty serious stuff. They said that actually when he recovers, if he does recover, God willing, it could also change his voice. He's been on a respirator. And so, you know, for those of you that are George Michael fans, I was a fan of Wham. I was a fan of George Michael. I like some of his Christmas music that we're listening to. Interesting stuff, but boy, he got hit hard. Some people have been speculating, does, you know, is this AIDS? No, I have absolutely no knowledge of him having AIDS, and even if he did, the number one type of pneumonia that affects people if they have AIDS is still the same type of pneumonia that affects people without AIDS, strep pneumonia. Pneumonia is pretty serious no matter what, so just because somebody has a serious pneumonia doesn't mean they have AIDS or are immunocompromised. Again, so there's absolutely no verification of that going on, but I do want to use this as a point to remind everybody, if you haven't had the pneumonia vaccine, get the pneumonia vaccine. If you qualify, please get it. Right? Because pneumonia can kill. It's very scary stuff. So we'll watch George Michael and we'll keep you posted. In news today, I guess there's a woman named Ginger White that is now claiming that she had a 13-year affair with Herman Cain, Republican presidential candidate. So this is now the fifth woman that's accusing Herman Cain of having some sort of sexual wrongdoing. No harassment. She's saying that they had an affair, 13 years. She said she knew he was married. She's single, knew he was married. I don't know why this is coming out now. I don't even know what to think about this. I'm kind of, frustrated because, these people come out, they act like they're the victim, right? And then, you wonder, well, if you were single, what the heck were you doing with a married man? So I'm not happy with either side. I'd love to hear more about what's going on, but that was the latest on that. Okay, so this is very interesting. A company in China, the name will not be disclosed, right? But apparently it was trying to attract applicants at a university, and their posting said that Virgos and Scorpios need not apply. Now, apparently the hiring manager had said the reason why is Scorpios have strong personalities and are prone to mood swings, while Virgos tend to be highly critical and don't spend a lot of time in a single job. All right. This was the manager at the firm, surnamed Zia. She said, I hired people with those two-star signs before, and they either liked quarreling with colleagues or they could not do the job for long. So they actually prefer Libras and Pisces. So earlier this hour, we reviewed the astrological signs and what personality traits. This is actually a pretty good site. It's called 12astrologyzodiacsigns.com. I've seen a variety of these sites because we had talked about this earlier this year on the show. What type of medical ailments are related to certain zodiac signs? We talk about Aries with headaches, colon issues with Geminis and things like that. It was kind of interesting because people would call in and they'd say, oh, I'm a Scorpio and I have this and this. But personality traits, this thing I think is kind of harder to digest because it could be so vague. Okay, so here they are. They're saying Virgo and Scorpios they don't want. Well, if you take a look at Virgos and Scorpios, the negative traits of Virgos are overcritical and harsh, fussy, worrier, perfectionist, conservative. Virgos are supposedly pretty meticulous. That's a good aspect to them. They're meticulous, they're reliable, they're practical, they're diligent, intelligent. Those are supposed to be Virgos. And these are kind of some common themes. But they don't like the overcritical. Scorpios are supposedly jealous, resentful, compulsive, obsessive, secretive, obstinate. I've never seen this in any of the Scorpios I know. But good points to Scorpios is they're determined, forceful, emotional, intuitive, powerful, passionate, exciting, and magnetic. So, what do they want? They want Pisces. So what are Pisces? Pisces, they're imaginative, sensitive, compassionate, kind, they say, selfless and unworldly, intuitive and sympathetic. Those are Pisces. Yet they're also an escapist, idealist, secretive, vague, weak-willed, and easily led. No, my husband is a Pisces. He is not weak-willed. True, I kind of make a lot of decisions, but he is still the man of the house. And No. Gemini, which is me, adaptable and versatile, communicative and witty, intellectual and eloquent, youthful and lively. I'm like, okay, yay. So they always say Geminis have split personalities. No, I'm always grumpy. All right, I'm always grumpy. So that's just me. And then they say the bad side of Geminis are nervous, intense, superficial, and inconsistent. Inconsistent, my foot. I'm consistently grumpy. And then cunning and inquisitive. Well, that's not a bad trait. Cancer, emotional and loving, intuitive and imaginative, shrewd and cautious, protective and sympathetic, yet they're also moody, over-emotional, touchy, clinging, and unable to let go. Really? Leo, generous and warm-hearted, creative and enthusiastic, broad-minded and expansive, faithful and loving. Yet Leos, they say, can be pompous and patronizing, bossy and interfering, dogmatic and intolerant. Really, Leo? Huh, I don't know. Capricorn, practical and prudent, ambitious and disciplined, patient and careful, humorous and reserved, yet they can be pessimistic and fatalistic, miserly and grudging, over-conventional and rigid. No, I disagree. Aquarius. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Okay, friendly and humanitarian, honest and loyal, original and inventive, independent and intellectual, yet they can be intractable and contrary, perverse and unpredictable, unemotional and detached. I don't know. See? Have I read them all? Sagittarius. Optimistic and freedom-loving, jovial and good-humored, honest and straightforward, intellectual and philosophical. That's because they're Christmas babies. You know what? A Christmas baby may be Capricorn. I'm wondering. Blindly optimistic Sagittarius and careless, wrong, irresponsible and superficial, tactless and restless. Really, Sagittarius? All right. I don't know. I think I got them all. But it's interesting for a company to say, no, we don't want these people. Now, you know what I think it is? I think you meet a person, you have a very difficult relationship with them. And we did this with men we dated. You know, well, you dated a Libra, you dated a Taurus. Now, I actually did well with Tauruses. Tauruses, patient and reliable, warm-hearted and loving, persistent, determined, placid, and security-loving. Yet they'd be jealous and possessive, resentful, inflexible, self-indulgent, and greedy. You see, I always got along with Tauruses. And so the reason why is you go back to your past, you think about who you dated or who you had a relationship with or who you had a best friend or a roommate of, and then you look at their zodiac sign, and then you go, oh, okay, well then, that's why. But, here's the thing. Even though I think the whole zodiac sign thing is cool, I have never seen two Geminis that were the same, two Pisces that were the same. I just don't. You know, my husband and my son are Pisces. They're completely different, completely different. And they really don't even match this. So my gosh, in this recession, if a company is going to pick and choose their applicant based on a zodiac sign, you're screwed. Just absolutely screwed. All right. Okay, we're going to be coming up a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how there's four medicines that are very, very common in our seniors having hospital admissions. And I'm going to tell you how to protect them against having issues. We're also going to talk about cancer and Viagra helping fight cancer. We're also going to talk about laptops decreasing our sperm count. Well, not my sperm count. And I guess they have a video game now that's urine controlled. Yep, men, this is out in London, they pee and it controls the video games. I hope they wipe it down. When we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lady Medical Talk Radio. All right, yes, this pee-controlled video game. Apparently, they are now in a bar in London. They could go to Exhibit Bar in Balham to actually go to the potty and play a game. Men aim their pee in the specially crafted urinals to control the games, which are displayed on the LCD screens mounted above. Bar bosses hope the games will not only attract new customers, but that regulars will drink more in order to play longer and set new high scores. See, I was going to say, I go, you know, if it takes you 20 seconds to pee, how much of a game? I mean, that wouldn't be more than a quarter of a screen on Pac-Man, but I bet that's what they do there. You know, it's like, how long can you pee? How long? Oh, you know what I bet it's like? You know when you go to those carnivals and you have a water gun and you spray it toward the clown and then the balloon goes up? I bet it's that. I wonder if they're also going to be doing races. Yeah, I gotta say, it's brilliant. I mean, I come from a family of men, so I got two boys, my husband, got a couple brothers. They would love to pee and do video games at the same time and then drink to make more pee. I gotta tell you, these guys, they're pretty smart. Pretty smart. All right, so, speaking about pee-pee and wee-wee, there was a man who apparently got a ring stuck on his penis. Now, this is, of course, in London as well. No, he was not playing one of those video games. But they had to call two fire engines and have 10 firefighters come to the situation to help remove this ring. Okay, they aren't commenting on how the ring got stuck there. Maybe he was trying it on. Maybe he was looking for engagement rings. I don't know. It's not for me to speculate. But apparently he got the ring stuck, and the firefighters, luckily 10 of them, were able to dislodge. I believe they had to cut it. They said this isn't the first time this happened. At least one in 417 incidents during this year have involved people getting stuck in objects, machinery, and furniture, including some people getting entangled in an ironing board and somebody getting stuck in a DVD player. And I'm not thinking hand with this. So, you know, people just, okay, you know, think before you stick, okay? Because imagine, always ask yourself, if I get stuck, what'll happen? It's that same premise with, you know, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar, right? If you're going to put your hand in the cookie jar and mama's going to walk in, what is she going to see? If she sees you like this, do you want the consequences? Well, same thing. If you're playing with a ring or a DVD player, or, I don't know, your USB port. Just think about it. Something goes wrong. Is that how you want to be found? Okay, just, you know, think about it. All right, we're still not done with below the waist. We talked about this earlier in the show. Laptop Wi-Fi may be linked to nuking your sperm. This was a study with some Argentinian scientists. Very interesting. This is a laptop that's linked to Wi-Fi. Laptops not linked to Wi-Fi do not seem to affect sperm, although they only looked at 29 subjects. Right? Apparently, putting the laptop on your lap, having it linked to Wi-Fi, they found that the sperm had no motility after a few minutes with the laptop, as opposed to having the sperm sit there next to the laptop. Only 14% of the sperm wasn't active. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, a quarter of the sperm were no longer swimming. That's 25% of sperm. So lowering your sperm count is not good if you're trying to be fertile. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, so you're telling me that if I put my laptop, try to connect to Wi-Fi, hit enter, alright, I won't get my girlfriend pregnant? I could use that as birth control? No, I am not saying that, because 75% of your sperm may still work. No, use condoms or abstain. Don't be doing this. There was a study with a urologist about a year and a half ago where they tested what the laptop did to a man's scrotum. And they said that the temperature of the scrotum rose. Interesting study. This is what they get paid to do. I wouldn't do it, but, and the test subject, the poorest guy, I mean, he didn't burn or anything, but apparently his scrotum did increase in temperature, and he had to hold the thermometer pretty tight. So, just be careful, guys. Laptops should not go on the lap. I've said that before. We talked about laptop neck, laptop shoulders. We talked about earlier this year a woman who had burned her upper thighs because the laptops, they don't go on the lap. Okay? They should be called tabletops. Tabletops. Okay? Tabletops. That's what they should be called. Okay, no, we're not done. We're not done. Here's a Viagra story. Quick Viagra story. All right? Apparently, Viagra may help fight cancer. Now, these are a bunch of scientists in Germany. What they did, again, you know, when it comes to Viagra, people always want to test, well, will Viagra make plants grow? Will Viagra make my wife horny? I mean, they have been testing now Viagra in so many situations. But they say scientists in Germany now, what they did is they genetically engineered mice to have melanoma. Melanoma is a very fast cancer, very deadly cancer. So they wanted some quick results. So what they did is they genetically engineered these mice to develop melanoma, poor mice. And then what they did is they put Viagra in their drinking water to see how the mice would do. Okay, would they be pleased? They probably weren't pleased. And then they compared it to mice that had the melanoma but didn't get the Viagra doped up water. And it turned out that the mice that had the melanoma lived twice as long if they got Viagra. Now, I'm assuming they still died from the melanoma. And again, they aren't saying how much Viagra. They aren't saying if they made a Viagra Slurpee or a Viagra snow cone there. And saying that, it looks like all they did was put some Viagra in water. But what's interesting about this study is I didn't realize about 5 years ago there was a study out of Johns Hopkins that showed that Viagra erected your T-cells, no pun intended. Your T-cells are lymphocytes that help fight infection. And they found increased immune activity based on the Viagra usage. And if with the better immune system, you may have more of a chance to help fight cancer. Now, what cancer does is it sends off these signals and chemicals to help to cause your immune system to subside and quiesce. Well, what it looks like is Viagra in these studies reverse that, so that T-cells woke up. So this is kind of interesting because if they could be giving Viagra to people to fight cancer, melanoma, we're going to have a lot of happy cancer patients. So that's going to be interesting. Also, what's interesting is it looks like there's a new swine flu strain that was detected in Iowa. Three kids were affected. They're all fine from what I understand. Very, very minor mutation, but it is a new strain. Now, the swine flu has been incorporated into our new vaccine. And they think that our new vaccine may also help offer some protection against this new strain, but they don't know for sure. We never know. When a virus mutates and changes some of its genetic makeup and becomes stronger or weaker, you know, there's still that unpredictability. But they found these three cases in Iowa. I haven't heard of any others thus far. Same flu-like symptoms, fever, body aches, cough, chills, etc. And so, you know, we'll kind of keep an eye on that and see what happens. Okay, so we're talking about older people and going to the hospital for medication errors. And it seems like the most common medications are your diabetic medications, your insulin, antiplatelet drugs, and Coumadin, warfarin. Now, why are there more medication errors with older people with these medications? These medications are hard to take. For anybody taking Coumadin, that's a real pain. Because if you eat certain foods or drink grapefruit juice or you forget your pill, your levels go up and down. But if you, you know, forget that you took your medications, you could very easily double dose and overdose. Same thing with insulin. Very easily, very easy. You don't shake it up right, so you may not get enough or you may take too much. You could forget. Oral diabetic medications, you can cause your blood sugar to drop pretty quickly if you, again, take extra or you take the wrong amount. And, you know, these prescription bottles, they really have a small font. It would be nice if the prescription bottles had a bigger font, but the reason why they don't do that is because if your little prescription bottle is small, to read the font, you're going to be going around the whole bottle, and that's harder to read than just a smaller font. You know, maybe what they need to do is they need to have these stick out like a tag. I've seen some prescription bottles where the directions were sticking out as a tag that was a solid piece of paper that you could read and understand. But watch your mom, dad, brothers, sisters, grandparents, because they're going to the hospital unnecessarily because they're taking the medicine wrong. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You all be safe. We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Peace out.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.